In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children. Q-Code presents How to Win Friends and Disappear People, starring Leslie Grace and Sony Bringus. Episode 7, The Boogeyman in the Bedazzled Tracksuit.
Nancy? Nancy Melendez? What are you doing here? Oh my god. Nancy from middle school is my sleep paralysis demon. I'm dying.
Wait. No. This is definitely real.
Nancy?
Oh my god.
What the hell is
Nancy.
Going on? Nothing. Nothing. There must be some confusion, a sort of mix-up.
Nope. It's definitely you. Creepy Nancy from middle school.
I assure you, there's some sort of miscommunication.
Yeah.
I've never met this girl in my life. Come on, you know me. How bonkers would it be if I...
What? Are you obsessed with me?
Grab her phone, she's gonna call the cops.
Sorry about this whole thing. So awkward. But we really haven't done anything, so no need to call the cops.
It's called breaking and entering. Hello? Taking my phone's another charge. Petty theft. Give it back.
So you can call the cops on us?
Actually, I was going to text my group chat first. Brooke and Chrissy are not going to believe this one.
Brooke Simmons and Chrissy Dickman?
God, we were so right about you, you know? They always say, be nice to the nerds. But honestly, why? Your mom feels bad and invites them over once, and the freak takes it as like, a blood pact or something, clings to you like some sort of stalker. I mean, case in point, you're in my bedroom how many years later?
Yeah, yeah, got it. Don't be nice to nerds. Duly noted. Well, maybe you should, you know, do your thing and we can just hit the road.
Forgive me, I didn't catch your name.
Oh, yeah. You're the stranger who just broke into my apartment. Let me give you my name.
It's Emma.
Emma, this is all a bit chaotic. There's clearly been a mix-up.
Get the hell out now.
We're leaving. Have a good night. Come on, Nancy.
Yeah, you heard her. No friends, Nancy.
What did you call me?
Oh, it's so cute. You found someone else to stalk.
This is my best friend, okay? I'm not stalking her.
Right.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Let me guess. You were nice to her once. Nope. No, not even. Not even nice. You just noticed her. You literally just acknowledged her existence, and suddenly, weird, you can't get rid of her.
That's not the case. Not the case at all.
Suddenly, she's all over you. Just a constant 24/7 stream of Nancy.
I mean, I suppose she does come on strong.
Oh, back me up here. We are ride or die. BFFs, homies, you know? We do wine nights. It's not like I'm some sort of unhinged stalker.
Let's just go.
No. You don't get it. This girl ruined my life.
She what?
You have bloodlust? Well, so do I.
I don't want to talk about bloodlust.
You brought this out of me. You made me stand up for myself. Well, now I'm standing up for myself and you don't seem too sure about it.
This is not my fault.
You're right. It's hers. Shelby Schuster Middle School, Short Hills, New Jersey, 2009. Emma was the most popular girl in school. It wouldn't have taken much for her to just be nice to me.
I was nice to you. Then you took it the wrong way.
Oh, I thought because someone invited me to their birthday party that maybe they wanted to be my friend. Yeah, a real stretch.
You wouldn't let it go. You couldn't take a hint. We just wanted to make sure you got the message.
By ruining my life?
You were a freak.
Okay?
There. I said it. Now get out.
You could have spread kindness like peanut butter. Like what you post about all the time on Instagram.
What?
Do you spread kindness like peanut butter, Emma?
What?
I said, do you spread kindness like peanut butter?
Oh, so now you're trolling months back in my Insta? I just needed a caption for a bikini photo. It's not that deep.
So you lied.
I posted something that perhaps I didn't mean, but I post things I don't mean or care about all the time. So does everyone. Hello. Like those infographics on recycling. But you. Jesus, Nancy, you just have to let some of this go. Like every other normal person, move on.
Do you see how it's ironic?
Nancy, enough.
I said, do you see how it's ironic that the girl who made my life unbearable, practically unlivable for all those years, posts BS statements like choose kindness 24/7. Spread kindness like peanut butter. Coming from you, the bedazzled tracksuit-wearing hottie that picked on me. Why? Because I loved calculus? Because I wasn't cool?
Wait, no. We didn't bully you because you liked calculus. That's ridiculous. We bullied you because you gave us, like, major serial killer vibes.
Come on! That makes no sense. Why would you get on the bad side of someone you thought was a serial killer?
We knew you'd never go through with it. You were too pathetic.
Would you just give us a moment?
Yeah. Will you get your friend in check and kindly leave me the F alone? I took a sleeping pill and would really like to get back to bed.
Last time I microdosed shrooms on sleeping pills.
Let's just cut our losses and get out of here.
Elle, you know I'm not what that girl is saying, right? You know I'm not a stalker.
Let's go.
She is a life ruiner.
Nancy, at some point we all have to take responsibility for how we live our lives.
Like you do?
Excuse me?
You're hung up on the people who killed you hundreds of years ago.
I was murdered.
So it's fine for you to kill people, but someone kills you and, oh no, halt the presses. There's been a crime against humanity.
You have no idea how badly I wish I didn't have to kill. All I want is to be normal.
You and me both. Hey, don't look at me like that. Where are you going?
Home.
No, Elle, Emma knows who I am.
Nancy.
I'm already tangentially connected to Sid's disappearance. She calls me in. It is not long before someone thinks, hey, isn't it a bit weird that guy went missing in Nancy's building? Isn't it a little odd Nancy was the last person to see him alive? And huh, that's funny. She was just passed over for a job that went to Sid. Ding, ding, ding. We have a suspect.
There's no hard evidence.
There's enough circumstantial evidence to back us up against a wall. Hell, I am trying to protect you. To protect us.
We're innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, maybe in your day. But today, before you've had your morning coffee, 12-year-olds on Twitter have already unearthed every speck of dust in your past. And it goes viral. Your photo runs through the papers, through the internet. People will recognize you. Those people you're hiding from, the ones you're so afraid of, they'll be on your doorstep.
You're trying to scare me.
Who are they?
Now? You want to talk about this now?
I want to talk about it, period. I want to know. Who is it that has you so worried?
Frankly, at the moment, it's you.
Fine. Don't tell me. But for the record, best friends don't keep secrets. That's why I brought you here tonight. You are my best friend. And I wanted you to see me. All of me. Emma is a part of that.
I am not engaging in this.
You know I'm gonna figure it out, right?
Fine. I did something bad. A long time ago, okay? And when you've been around as long as I have, your past has a way of coming back to haunt you. Now, if you'll excuse me.
If we walk out that door, we'll be in jail by morning.
I won't kill her.
You won't? Look, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I know I messed up bad.
Let's talk to her, okay? And no more psycho Nancy, no more flying off the handle, all right?
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
My friend and I would like to work out a deal. We leave. You forget we were ever here.
No friends. Nancy's too embarrassed to talk for herself.
You know I'm right. About her.
No.
I can see it in your eyes. You know. When you came in here, you two were huddled together like Gigi and Bella at Fashion Week. And now? Oof. Potty language is a little icy, isn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because you can't read social cues. There was always something about her that just didn't sit right. And now you see it too.
No, she doesn't. There's nothing to see.
Girl, face it, she's a creep. Like, she has that vibe, you know? It, like, totally makes your skin crawl. Plus, she's just the low-hanging fruit of people. Boring, you know? Plain. Like low-fat Greek yogurt.
Sorry. Let's stay on task. I'm sure we can figure out some sort of arrangement. Mutually beneficial.
Nancy, we're not coming to any agreement other than just how much of a freak you are.
You don't dictate what I am.
Oh.
No one does.
Did she just leave? Okay, psycho.
Nancy? 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 Nancy, no! No!
Oh my God!
Nancy!
You stabbed me, you bitch!
No! No! We need to stop the bleeding. Nancy, look at all this blood.
Jesus, Nancy, how did you get so far gone?
You gotta get her to a hospital.
What?
You gotta get her to a hospital.
Sorry, I can't
get to a hospital now. Nancy?
Elle. She's fatally wounded.
What?
She'll bleed out within the hour.
You don't know that. There must be something they can do.
We take her to that hospital. She hands us over to the cops.
I won't tell anyone.
Yeah, because our experiences in middle school really demonstrated just how trustworthy you are. Right, Emma?
Nancy! Please!
Sorry, we just... I've run over every scenario in my head. We can't take her to the hospital.
Yeah, but if we let her die, Nancy, you're a murderer.
No.
Stay away! Please!
I won't hurt you.
No.
Okay?
No.
Your leg's bleeding pretty bad. Do you have a tie or a belt?
In the closet.
This is gonna be a little uncomfortable. I'm gonna get you some water and washcloth, okay?
All those weeks ago, in the bathroom, the first time I saw her kill, Elle said she noticed the way I was looking at her. Like she was a monster. And now she had that look in her eye.
Is that better?
Please, call an ambulance.
Here, maybe I can help.
No!
Don't come near her.
We're just the sum of all our moments, right? And this isn't a good one, I'll be honest. It's not even halfway decent. But what about all the times she hurt me? She's the predator. I never had a chance at that school because of her. That's the stuff you don't see. But what you do see is frumpy old me standing over a drop-dead gorgeous blonde. Well, almost drop-dead.
I'm so cold. Please, it hurts.
This isn't going to hurt. I'll be quick.
She'll get you too.
You can take it from here.
Thank you. Thank you for stepping up and killing her.
I just put her out of her misery. You killed her.
What's in a body? Kidneys, about 15 feet of intestines. That's not what I mean. I mean, what was I left standing over in that apartment? Was it a trophy? Proof of guilt? Or just evidence to be trashed? Business as usual. And who was I without this boogeyman in a bedazzled tracksuit? This monster from my past that made me who I am. She was gone, and I was the same. Wrong. Vengeful. Empty. It felt good. Jeeves, it felt really good. I still can't believe Elle just left me there. She'll get over it, right? I mean, another dead body. What's it to her?
Are you a narcissist? 5 signs you may be dangerously unhinged. Coming up after the weather in your neck of the woods.
God. I really messed up. I ended someone's life.
You lost control, but it won't happen again. And heck, it's not like you're some monster. Come on, you're freaking No Friends Nancy. Mousy Melendez. Elle's the one who killed her. Emma's death was simply the tragic culmination of a series of events outside of your control.
Really?
It was an accident. Now you just move on. Forget you ever had it in you. But how could I just get back to Meek? Mild. Nancy. Probably asleep. I just wanted to... I made you a chai. I wanted to apologize, you know, for last night, so... Okay, I'll just leave it here.
Hey, girl boss. Brought you a matcha.
Thanks, but I'm not in the mood.
Hey, babe. Not in a mean way, but you literally look like the walking dead. Trust me, you need this matcha.
Choose kindness? Is that... Do all the cups say that?
Well, the sleeves all say different things. I guess your mantra today is... Choose kindness.
Oh, God.
Nancy? Are you, like, lactose intolerant or something? Because that was whole milk in your matcha. So retro, I know, right?
I'm an awful person, Paulina.
No! Oh my God, no. Even Clarissa Mayfield drinks cow milk sometimes.
No, I really messed up. I let my friend down. She finally let me back in after all that weirdness, and then the first thing I do is, bam, mess it up.
Oh my God. Did you hook up with her boyfriend?
No, I'm just... I'm awful. And I'm gonna have to accept it and move on. Hey, I'm not feeling well. I know I was supposed to stay late today, but could you tell Mr. Takahashi, I mean Ted, could you tell Ted that I have to leave early?
Nancy?
Please record your voice message.
Hey, Elle. I feel really bad about... Look, I feel horrible about everything. Last night was really out of character for me. I mean, you know that. So, just call me, please. Hey, it's me. I saw you didn't touch your chai. All good. It's Wine Wednesday, so I brought wine. Look, I just want to know. Are we okay? I mean, us, you and me. Are we good? I think she's ignoring me. But I don't think she gets the truth, you know? It really was just a moment, you know? It's not who I am. Do I feel horrible? Yes. Has she done worse? I mean, way worse? Also, yes. Damn her freaking elusive abilities.
Welcome to your home security portal. Camera accessed.
There you are. But where are you going? Wouldn't be so bad if I just checked in, took a quick look at her phone's location, would it? They say you walk past 36 murderers in your lifetime. Am I one of them? Not that any of these people would ever give me a second glance. These Wall Street psychos headed for their steak tartare with their mistresses. Their rich housewives pushing past the plebes on their way to Saks. So where does that leave me? What am I? Am I a threat? A danger? Or am I just... Nancy?
Meeting someone?
No. Well, yes. Sort of. Not really. I'm just looking. I have a friend, and I didn't, you know, I didn't follow her here, but...
Table for one, I presume.
I actually...
Nancy?
Oh! Elle! You go to restaurants now?
What, were you on a juice cleanse? Okay. The key to restaurant dining on a juice cleanse is bringing the juice and having them serve it to you as a gazpacho. Kendall.
I'm Nancy.
You look familiar.
Familiar? What do you mean familiar?
Calm down, Nancy. This is just a friend.
A friend?
Sorry, do you, like, repeat the last word of a sentence every time someone talks?
No. Well, I guess I'd better let you have your dinner. Wow, you are both just... You're both stunning. I wish I turned heads like the two of you do.
Aww. Bye, Nancy. Bye, Nancy.
Bye. Al. Have fun with your new friend. Familiar. She said that. She said familiar. Is it some sort of clue? A nasty little hint? Am I being replaced? Rendered obsolete after one tiny screw-up?
It would be totally uncool of me, not to mention outrageously against protocol, to kill you while you're my familiar.
Well, if Elle thinks she can just discard me like trash, she's in for a rude awakening. Who is it that's kept Elle on the run all these years anyway? Maybe a little digging is in order. Because if I'm going down, we're all going down with me.
How to Win Friends and Disappear People stars Leslie Grace as Elle, Sony Bringus as Nancy, with Katrina Bowden as Paulina, Jessica Van as Kendall. Additional performances by Laura Lopez, Abigail Marlowe, Ashton Harold. Written and directed by Sophia Lopez. Executive produced by Sophia Lopez, Leslie Grace, Rob Herding, Michelle Zarotti, Sandra Yi Ling, and Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Co-producer, Sheena Pinkney. Original music by Darren Johnson. Edited by Gabe Birch. Sound design by Christophe Classe. Mixed by Lamps Lampaginia. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, Ben Milchip, and David Tadashor. Additional editor, Eric Aaron. Supervising editor, Neely Oftering. Music editor, David Tadashor. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchip. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisor, Omar Berahona. Additional script supervisors, Carissa McQueen and Nick Robinson. Production coordinators, Tom Breck and Cassie Cormier. Head production assistant, Alex Buda. Production assistants, Nicholas G. Curl and Maddie Shapiro. Post coordinator, Emma Jacobson. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Ashton Harold, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, and Lacey Buchanan. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. How to Win Friends and Disappear People is a Q-Code production. Sound recording copyright 2022 by Q-Code Media, Inc.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible, and if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.